This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it is time for our weekly social media update. What is trending? What is accessible? And, well, what is amusing? And let's find out with our acting social media manager, Holly Tuke. Holly, thank you for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me as always.
So let's start with our usual, what is trending in the blind and partially sighted community?
There's been a few things trending over the weekend, and one of the main stories is something that I'm sure many people are way too familiar with. That's guide dog refusals. Sean Dilley, a BBC presenter, put out a really poignant article over the weekend, and I think it's resonated with a lot of blind and partially sighted people, and they can definitely relate to some of the guide dog refusals that he's had and how he's getting really tired, and kind of in many ways for him, it's the final straw. So that's been a very popular topic over the last few days.
Yes, I have to say, having read that article and having had a few refusals over the last few weeks, it is quite tiring. And it was also mention of speaking about it on social media. And again, I've only posted one of my refusals on social media just because I'm never too sure how much good it actually does to post them or not, because some people, as Sean said in his article, can be quite not so understanding as others, I find.
I'm personally on the waiting list for guide dog, so I don't have experience of that yet, although I'm sure that will come one day. But when I have seen friends or people in the blind and partially sighted community post about it, it's definitely got a mixed response. And, you know, I think people don't always understand the extent that a guide dog refusal can have.
Let's now find out what's been trending more in general.
Strictly has been a big one over the weekend. Lots of conversations, I'd say, that's really dominated social media. Also, there has been the build up to the Wicked movie that is out on Wednesday, I believe, but there's a lot of hype around that, and it's safe to say the PR team have done a very good job. So yeah, that's definitely the main trending topic of the last few days, and I'm sure it's going to get even more with the release.
We usually do a water cooler moment feature, and this isn't amusing as such, as more kind of interesting when it comes to social media. Blue Sky.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one. Over the last week or two on social media, my timelines have been filled with people, particularly on X or Twitter, whichever name you want to go by. People have been saying, I'm jumping ship, or for other people leaving this platform, you can find me on. And they've then listed the list of places you can find them. So Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Threads, and the newest one is Blue Sky. That's been around probably for about just over a year now, I'd say, but it's really come into fruition over the last couple of months. So I've seen a lot of people joining Blue Sky, finding their community over there, and yeah, getting the feel of what it's like to not only use a new platform, but also kind of get the vibe of the platform and see, what could I bring to this? What could I be sharing here? Is it something I want to be using? You know, is it a place I want to have instead of Twitter? So it's a very interesting one to keep an eye on for sure.
How do you find accessibility when it comes to using Blue Sky? What platforms have you used it on, and what platforms do you prefer to use it on?
I had a very mixed experience. So I created an account probably when it was first launched, not long after, and then I kind of didn't use it, and I've only started to pick it up again over recent weeks. For me, I'm a little bit disappointed with the native iOS app. So I'm an iPhone user, and I also use Windows as well. And yeah, for me, my main issue is that I can only read the first one or two posts on the app whenever I'm using the native app, which is really frustrating. So I've tended to do a bit of digging into some of the third-party app alternatives. But the most accessible place I've found it is through the browser on desktop, which is an interesting one because some platforms are notoriously inaccessible through the browser version. For me, though, I am gravitating towards the browser version at the minute and trying out a couple of alternatives.
Here's a water cooler moment for you. One of the third-party clients has got such a very British name to it. It is called Grey Sky.
I love that. It's very apt. I wonder if it was a British person who created it.
I do hope so. I just hope when you open, it's just people complaining. It would be the irony, and it would be quite fantastic. I've seen. Well, if you want to find out more about Blue Sky, you'll be able to listen to the Demo World Tech Talk this week, funnily enough, after the lunch break at 1 o'clock. So do listen to some of the accessibility issues I have found and what else it looks like. You can find that on Tech Talk. Let's now find out how RNIB has been championing accessibility on social media.
Now, I've picked out something that we mentioned just a little bit ago, Wicked, because it's trending and why not? So we called out Aldi on Friday, the very famous supermarket, and they posted a tweet and it said, "Promised Boss we'd do something for hashtag Wicked movie, but we sort of forgot, so here you go." And it was an image of, I mean, I couldn't tell you at the time because my screen reader just said image. However, I am reliably informed that it was two sister packs of Pringles. So what we did is we went and added some alt text. So our tweet read, "You also sort of forgot to add alt text." And the alt text read, "Two sister packs of stacks from Aldi, which look suspiciously like Pringles, stand next to each other. The left is a bright pink tube of prawn cocktail crisps, and the right is a bright cream tube of sour cream and onion crisps." Now, for anyone that isn't familiar, Aldi chose those two kind of stacks to represent the two sisters out of Wicked. I definitely need to do more digging into Wicked, but it's a bit of a cool reference. And yeah, we thought that Blind and Partially Sighted people should get that reference and what they were talking about. And maybe want to go and eat some Pringles too.
Well, the question is, which one's your favourite flavour? That's the big one.
Oh, I'm going to be really diplomatic and say neither of those. Is that really bad?
No, because they have more flavours these days. You know, they just didn't include the ones we like. Also, can we get a preview of upcoming content from our social media team over the next week?
You can indeed. I'm going to be a little bit cryptic here because there's quite a lot happening that I want to keep a little bit of a secret because it's exciting stuff. What I will say is there's quite a few events that have either happened and we're going to be sharing to really talk about them and celebrate them, or they're happening this week. So lots going on. So definitely, you know, follow us if you want to know all about that. Alongside us attending all these fun events, we've got RNIB's Before You Ask content. So that's our content about tackling some of the misconceptions for RNIB's Before You Ask campaign. There's, of course, some Christmas content. Also, at the weekend, we've got to celebrate Christmas Causeland on Strictly. And that's just a very, very sneak preview. It's a busy week with tons more.
Absolutely, there's plenty coming up. And if you don't want to miss the action, well, Holly, how can people follow RNIB on social media?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Threads, and as discussed, now Blue Sky. Just search for RNIB.
Fantastic. You are my first follow on Blue Sky, actually, with my new glorious account. So do give RNIB a follow on that and many other social media platforms. But for this week, Holly Tuke, Acting Social Media Manager, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.